Anchor.fm. This podcast will be brought to you by Anchor.fm.
Thanks for tuning in to the One Talk Show with that you go girl, Juanita Nelson Jones.
Hello, my beauty beauties, and welcome back to the One Talk Show Tarot Podcast and TV. And I am very excited to be here with you so that you can feel my energy this morning, which is very, very exuberant. I am very excited for the new year, and everything that's coming and everything that's already here. Personally, I have been working on, my projects and stuff like that, and it's just really been a blessing because, I'm driving, you guys, so excuse my scatterbrainness. Because, you know, this has been a very, very challenging and trying year. It really has. It really has. This 12 months has really cycled around to just really showing us what and who we're, you know, who and what we're made of, okay? Because if you didn't know your level of strength, if you didn't know it, okay, if you didn't know it, you should know it now. If you weren't able to gauge it, if you weren't able to figure out your position on the totem pole, you should know it now after 2019. And a lot of us have awakened to our true spirit, taken our spiritual journey. A lot of people have awakened to the spiritual journey, and a lot of people have taken the spiritual journey to another level, okay? Because I remember in the 90s being scrutinized by everybody that knew me, that was like, you know, well, Juanita, you know, I grew up religious, so any and everything that wasn't religious was deemed unholy. And they're like, well, Juanita, you know, that stuff is demonic, and it's this and that. And it's only demonic because they would show you the parts that could take you dark, number one. Number two, it was an unknown. They didn't know. It was almost as if, well, no, how can you get this direct message and this direct information from source, a.k.a. God, the Holy Ghost, blah, 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 right? And nobody, and other people don't have this level of power. Like, it's not uniform, right? Like, it's not the across-the-board standard, right? Like, hey, if you believe this and that, then you should be at this level. And it's, I mean, you guys, the beauty of this whole message is, for me personally, I remember awakening to my own spiritual journey back in the 90s, and I started saying, nah, I'm not going to say I'm religious. I'm religious or it's a lot of potholes on this street down here. Like, what the hell, nigga? I mean, driving like a anyway, that's what I don't do, driving no craters, yo. Like, wait a minute. So a lot of people have awakened to the spiritual journey, and a lot of people have tweaked their spiritual journey because they were already on the path, but just, you know, it was shrouded in uncertainty. It was shrouded in the unknown, you know what I mean? It was like shrouded in secrecy. it's almost as if they didn't want you to know. Like, they didn't want you to know. They didn't want you to have the knowledge. Like, you know what I'm saying? They didn't want you to have it.
Hello, brother.
Hi, good morning.
I love you.
Thank you. That's $10, so I don't know how many. Seven, I think. Oh, chocolate. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. He gets so excited when he sees me. And it's like straight up early 30. And it's still dark out. This is the last person that was in my street over here. I literally just woke up, threw some mouthwash in my mouth, swished it around, threw on a hoodie, and came outside to give me some wraps.
Thank you.
Thank you, sweetie. Happy New Year, okay? Thank you. All right. All right, great. So, so basically, you know, I used to say, well, you know what? I don't know. It was like I woke up one morning and I was just feeling, I don't know. There was just something in my spirit that was just like, you know what? This ain't cool. This ain't cool. Something ain't right. Something is not right here. Okay? And, and I started just feeling a certain type of way. So I stopped saying I was Christian. I stopped saying that. You know, I'd be like, well, I'm not really religious. I'm spiritual. Because I look at all of, I think what started really getting me was the fact that Christians were saying that, like, you know, no other religion is right. No other religion is right. No other religion is correct. No other religion is, godly. Everything else other than Christianity is demonic and, you know, stuff like that. And I had met Buddhists and, Hindus and, you know, people like that. I had met them already, you know, and I knew they were good people, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, well, and they weren't forcing their religion on me. They were just showing me how their religion keeps them together, keeps them, you know, keeps them centered, right? And because I've always been highly motivational and I've always wanted to know about everything, motivation and positive, and I would see people, I just at an early age realized how negativity was just not the way to go. You know what I mean? It's like it doesn't matter how bad things are, right, or how bad they get. Well, I want me one of those little apple juices, but I can't be walking around, y'all. I can only do what I gotta do and then get my butt back home, because this knee is not joking. But anyway, so, dang, I think I need to get one of those. I need to bring my purse. Oh, I gotta change. See, this is where you okay, I'll go to the other store, but you didn't have it. You start deviating from your little plan, and shit starts happening. Let me go get this little apple juice. See, follow your first mind so you don't have to double back. So, anywho, I'm sorry, you guys, I really apologize. When I'm driving, I do be scatterbrained a little bit. you know, when I started really diving into the positivity, the positive side of things, it just was better, you know. I just felt very connected, like, you know, this is much better for me. It's better for me to have a smile on my face. Like, my resting face is a smirk. My resting face is a friggin' smirk, yo. You know? Like, you know how some people's resting face is straight, stank face, evil, they frowned up, and then you catch them, you're like, dang, what you so frowned up for? Why are you so mad? And they're like, oh, what? Oh, no, I'm not angry. Oh, child, I was thinking about something. I don't know. Just, I wasn't even paying attention. But their face is twisted in anguish. You know what I mean? It's twisted in anguish, and it's twisted in pain, you know, but my resting face is a smirk. It really is. So I guess, you know, because I found out that it takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile. And when you smile, you're actually giving yourself a facelift. And back in the day, I used to model and stuff like that, and always trying to figure out, you know, what little remedies I could use to keep myself, you know, looking good, looking young, looking glowy. And there was a study about smiling, right, about facial exercises, because you could do facial exercises to keep your face nice and tight, you know, keep your skin looking youthful, keep that double chin off you, you know, stuff like that. So I used to do smiling exercises, right, just smiling. Now, why did I park way over here knowing good and well I got to get out this car and hobble way over there to the... Nope, let's not do this. Let's park closer. That's why they be having handicap. Handicap is all inside the stuff. Like at the front door. Okay. Because the bitch came over. All right, let me see. I don't know how much this thing is, so I'm going to have to end this slot and start another one when I come back inside. Okay. Another one as soon as I get back inside, guys.
The One Talk Show will be right back, and don't go anywhere.
All right, my darling, so... So, yeah, so, basically, I started my spiritual journey way before I even understood what was happening to me, you know, and that's usually how it happens. And because of that, I feel like because I had an understanding of what the journey entailed, you know what I mean? Like, I had already I was already on my own path. I already decided that, listen, this religion thing isn't really working for me. I really need something that's a lot deeper, you know, more to my core, more, because for me, the whole religion thing, and I don't knock nobody's religion, hey, do what you do, but for me, the whole religion thing was a trap for me, because it had my mind trapped. It had me feeling like, you know, I can only aspire so to be so great. I could only ascend so high. I could only acquire so much knowledge before it would be deemed that I was a demon or some shit. You know what I'm saying? So, and I love knowledge. I am one of those people. I'm a forever student, you know, of learning and shit. And so, and then I started to see how, I mean, all these people who claim to be sanctified, my parents included, Joe. My parents spent over 45 years in the church, okay? And when they got old, where was the fucking church? But the church was a mega church, a million-dollar, multi-million-dollar, 40, 50-million-dollar empire, okay? Built on the backs of these believers, these pretend believers, I'll put it like that, because for real, because if you a true believer, then what the fuck you still sick for? I don't care if you got cancer, AIDS, lupus, I don't give a fuck. If you a believer, what the hell you still sick for? Don't religion teach you that Christ, by his stripes, you are healed? All you gotta do is believe it and receive it and utilize the natural resources available to you to help your body heal itself. Right? All we supposed to do is believe, right? We're supposed to believe, right? So what the fuck is up with all these sick and depressed and... My God. Motherfucker behind me, we in a turning lane. This dumb motherfucker just driving so fast, yo. Like, what is your issue? So anyway, because I don't like, sidebar, I don't like when people try to force their will on me. Like, don't be trying to drive off fast behind me thinking that that's going to make me drive faster. It's not. You know what I'm saying? It's not. I'm going to slow down in such a way to where you're going to have to slow down and stop, okay? Shit. Sidebar, I remember when my twin flame used to be over here at this time of morning, right before the sun. It's like, right before the sun comes up, it's still dark, but you can see light, and everybody's still doing breakfast, you know, coffee and all that, tea and what, you know. So it's very nostalgic for me, to say the least, right about now. But anyway, look at these people. These people just living their life to where they just walk in, not even looking. They step off the curb, don't think to look to see if a car is coming. Honey, live your life. Lift your head, child. Lift your head. But anyway, yeah, so, you know, that's what started perplexing me, this whole attitude of lack, you know what I mean? Like, this whole attitude of lack, like, why is it that, I should park right here. Like, I hate my car being on the street. I'm parking my driveway, child. You know, why is there this grave mentality of lack? You know what I'm saying? This whole understanding of, well, to be holy or godly is to suffer, or to go without, you know, or to be ignorant to certain truths and certain things that have been hidden from man, you know. And the truth is, it hasn't been hidden from man hid it from other men. some certain men hid the knowledge from us, from the masses. You know what I mean? Hid the knowledge from the masses. So basically, you look up and you're just like confused about your life, about which direction you should take, about what purpose you have, or how your purpose lines up with the whole spiritual gamut of things. You're confused because you don't have all the knowledge, because it's been hidden, shrouded from you. Okay? So I don't take this shit lightly. I don't take the fact that I'm in tune lightly. I just don't scoff at it. I take it very seriously, because it is only because, oh, I'm way too over. It is only because of the information that we have been hidden, it's only because of the information that has been hidden from us, okay, that once we obtain that knowledge, once we get that information back, there's no stopping us. We're supposed to change the world now. We're supposed to elevate. We're supposed to help those who are around us, those who need to ascend, Hold on, y'all. Lord have mercy, I'm having a morning. I don't want to park my car on the thing. Anyway, hold on. Anyway, so yeah, you know, we once you acquire this what they call the secret. Y'all remember when that came out back in the day? The secret.
Like this white man all of a sudden knew the hidden truths of just living an abundant life here on earth and all that. And basically, when you read The Secret or you watch that movie, whatever, it's basically just telling you, well, for me, it was just repetitive. It was saying the stuff that I had already subscribed to on my own as an individual, right? Nobody had to tell me. Actually, you know, I was looking for something. I was looking for something more than what I had been told. That's why I sought out spirituality. That's why I began to what my family and people knew, they would say, oh, she's being rebellious. That's what they call it. Rebellious. Like, I was rebelling against the system. I was rebelling against the laws of religion. I was rebelling against all the structure that I had been taught as a child, you know, all the how I'm supposed to govern my life, how I'm supposed to treat other people. Now, mind you, some of that stuff is dead on. You know what I'm saying? Some of it is really dead on, and it's good knowledge. Yeah, it is, you know? But most of it is self-serving. Okay? Most of it is self-serving for whatever religious entity, organization, affiliation, association is in charge of creating that. You know what I'm saying? It benefits. All right. See, my neighbor's getting it together. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Boo! Yeah, that looks good. All right. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I knew it. That's why I told people, I said, y'all can talk shit all you want. But what you can never do, you can never destroy or discourage a fucking visionary. You understand what I'm saying? Because a visionary sees A visionary sees. What you cannot see. A visionary can create something from nothing. And most visionaries, that's how we prefer it. We prefer the blank canvas. We prefer the not knowing. We prefer... Ooh. Ooh, I gotta go tinkle. Hold on. Sorry, you guys. My knee is jacked up. And it ain't nothing I can do about it. So we look up and we discover that those things that have been hidden from us all this time are not. Come on, Luca. Tiny! Oh. Can you put my car cover on, please? I accidentally let the cats in. Because I got a tinkle. I cannot hold it. My car cover is on the back right there.
The One Talk Show will be right back, and don't go anywhere.
Talk about this upcoming new year. It's not just any new year. It's the beginning of a new decade. And in this new decade, what is it that you really want? What is it that you're really after? Because let me tell you something. The stratosphere is beyond the limits. I mean, it's like whatever it is that you really have been working hard for, that you've been manifesting, that you've been putting in the universe, not just last year, but basically your entire life, you know? Like, there's some things that you, before you even knew that you were awakened, you were putting in the ether, you were putting out there, you had requested it of source, and AWA has not forgotten. Mm-mm. He's not forgotten. She hears you. And what you have to realize is right now, all the planets are aligned in such a way that portals have been opening. People have been connecting with other... I don't even want to sound extraterrestrial and shit like that, but I'm just sorry. I mean, there are other... And this is not to scare you or anything, but there are other intelligences, I'll put it like that. There are other intelligences that... Why did I just take my stuff out? I just noticed something. There are other intelligences out there that want to connect with us, that want to remove the scales and show us the things that have been hidden from us. They want to show us, they, because they see now that while we don't intervene, you know, we don't, then we're doomed to, excuse me, to live life again in this. I mean, if you believe in things like Atlantis and El Dorado and the Lost World, if you believe in stuff like that, right? It's kind of like these hidden clues to there have been something else. The whole story, the mission to Mars with Jodie Foster and my boy. I'm looking at his face right now. Oh my God, come on, hold on. I can't think of his name. I'm looking at his face right now. Oh my goodness. Anyway, it'll come to me. But Don Cheadle. Okay. Him and Jodie Foster did a movie called Mission to Mars, and that shit was so amazing that, I mean, I think it was done back in the early 90s or late 80s, something like that. But it was so amazing. I'm gonna look it up on YouTube and see if I can watch it in this understanding that I have now of things. Because when I watched it back then, I was like, wow, this is it. This is what has been hidden from us. To me, in my own humble opinion. When I look at Mission to Mars with Jodie Foster and Don Cheadle, I just be like, oh my goodness, what? Like, it's amazing, the little gems. I'm about to watch it right now. But I feel like that's the knowledge that is being revealed. I feel like we've been sitting on this consciousness for so long that it's time now. There's nothing we can do to stop it, because all the planets, all the planetary placements have aligned, the moons, the full moons, the half moons, Mercury retrograde has been grading, Jupiter, everything has been doing what it's supposed to do to set us up for now being in this completely conscious state, you know what I mean? Like an understanding and understanding and overstanding. Okay, and it's so funny because back in the 90s, I used to say, I don't want to understand. I mean, that doesn't even sound right to me. It should be more of a overstand. You know what I mean? Something like that. But I've always questioned shit. That didn't make sense to me. Like, who made this up? This don't even make sense. Like, you're purposely trying to confuse people. You know what I'm saying? Like how they did with the Bible, taking out chapters and taking out alphabets and changing sex and color and natural origin and shit like that. It's like, wait, this don't even make sense. How is this plausible? That's confusing. It's confusing. Okay. All that shit is over. All that shit is coming to a head. All of that is culminating to this moment of consciousness that will open your eyes forever, and you will forever be changed. You will forever be changed. I'm looking at myself right now, and I'm 2 years from 50, the big 5-0, and I look all of 27, 24, shit, compared to some of these chicks out here now. Like, what? I remember I went to Victorville and I went inside the Circle K to get some wraps or something like that, a tobacco product. And the lady was like, okay, ID please. And I was like, what? Because I had left my ID in the car, you know. And I was like, what? I kind of looked up at her like, what? Like, bitch, I ain't got time for your bullshit. And she was not playing. She wasn't like trying to just give me a compliment like, girl, what? How old are you? Mm-mm. She was like, ID, please. I was like, oh my God. She's like, lady, she's like, ma'am, I cannot. Oh no, she said, miss, I cannot sell you any tobacco products unless you have an ID. I was like, girl, you, these titties older than you, or something like that, I said. And she was like, what? She kind of looked at me like, what? And then she was like, next. I was like, oh my God. So I went to my car, got my ID. And at the time, I think I was like 47 or something like that. She was like, luckily it was only one other person behind me, honey, because she done stopped the whole line and was like, no. She looked at it, got the put it under the light. I was like, what are you doing? She was like, how old are you? And I was like, oh my God, I'm 47. And she was like, y'all can't see my face, my bad. I'm used to being filmed. Her eyes got super big. Her mouth was agape. She was flush in her face. She was like, oh my God, you look good. I was like, what? Because I was feeling all of overweight and just, ugh, right? She was like, oh my God, you look good. Come to find out, this girl was in her late 20s. Ooh. She looked like she was 60-something. I'm not even fucking fronting with you. She looked so old, and I was like, okay, thank you. She's like, oh my God, what is your... It's the jeans, huh? It's the jeans. I was like, yeah, man, you know, clean living while I was young, you know. Exercise to get care of myself, you know. Type shit. I mean, I dogged myself out. I'm not gonna even gonna lie. I did crazy shit, you know. That's why I got this little good now. But, you know, later on, for the past 10 years, I haven't really exercised or done what I should do. But I'm supposed to get that shit done because I got to resurface on that ass. But anyway, so yeah, I say that to say that it's because right now, the portal is opening. The portals have been open. People are living a more conscious life, a more aware life. I mean, I expect to, within the next two years, go back to a plant-based diet, you know, stuff like that. I hate when I break the caps off the spray bottles. They do not make it easy for Juanita. Put back on. Anyway, so yeah, I'm in here making a mess. Sorry, guys. So yeah, so I just encourage you all to just, you know, look up and live, shit. Because what you have been waiting for, what you have been waiting for, and I'm not just talking about, like I said, over the past year. Nah, over the past year, over the past 2 years. Nah, I'm talking way longer than this. The shit that you've been like since your childhood that you put out there in the universe. You know what I mean? Since your child, it's coming. Those requests have not been ignored. Those requests have not been forgotten. It's coming. The question is, are you ready?
Thank you for stopping by the One Talk Show with that you go girl, Juanita Nelson Combs. This has been a twin flame journey debunking. Please stop by our other platforms, Spotify.com, Google Podcasts, iTunes. Also, check us out on YouTube. There's a YouTube channel and many, many others. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, y'all know the drill. Please like, share, and subscribe. Again, stay in your higher self. Know that good things will come to you. Manifest them. Don't worry when the bad things happen. It is a learning lesson. And as always, you are a part of the One Talk Show family for as long as you like to be one. And we will always wish you love and light. And see you in the funny papers. Bye!